What up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know everybody can't always support and donate to the podcast, but hey, if you can do a one-time donation, I put up a Buy Me a Coffee link in this description of the podcast. So if you go to the description of the podcast, it'll be at the bottom, and you can just go to that link and you buy me a cup of coffee, or two if you want. And that would just help support the show, and I can wake up a little bit more and bring you more info. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you can donate, that would be much appreciated. And let's get on to the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So today I wanted to ask a real question and wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were. You know, with all of this bioweapons and, you know, bioterrorism going on and all kinds of different projects going on, my question is, if the government really wanted to take us out, why haven't they done so already? They have the capability to do it, right? They could, and I'll tell you why I'm asking this question in just a moment. But let's talk about could they do it, and then let's talk about why they would do it, and then let's talk about why they haven't done it yet. Okay, so could they do it? 100%, right? I mean, there's diseases that we know of that can kill with a 90% efficacy rate, right? Ebola virus, liquefy you, no problem. Yeah, they gave a nurse down in Texas some medication and saved her life. But other than that, you know, in most cases, it's going to take you out quick, right? There's all kinds of illnesses that have wiped through Europe. The Black Plague took out 2/3 of Europe. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. The Spanish flu. I mean, all kinds of stuff that's gone on throughout the ages that they have in laboratories at the CDC in Atlanta and in Russia. So could the big governments of the world do it? 100%. No problem. People think that COVID-19 was going to be this big thing that killed us all off. Nah, it didn't, right? It was like 1%, 2%, you know, the kill rate. It was a little bit more than the flu. And then people say, well, that was just to force us to get a vaccine shot. And then the vaccine shot's going to kill us. Well, maybe in a few years or something, but it hasn't done so yet. Got a lot of people left on the planet, right? So what else could it be, right? Could it just be naturally occurring? Maybe. Could it have been an accident? Could be. Could it be a test? 100%. They have a sparse whole pamphlet, whole booklet that they created to figure out how the population, general public, would react during a time of crisis in regards to a virus and how they would respond on online, social media, and how they would respond to television ads and all kinds of information promoting getting a vaccine. Have we heard any different? No. Did we fall in line? Everybody get vaccines? No. America's too tough. Other people around the world are too tough. They're not going to all take it. But they got enough people to take it if they needed it to do whatever they needed to do. I don't think they need a vaccine to spread viruses, and I'll tell you why. Okay, I'll tell you why. Because we have tested all kinds of different options. The U.S. government has tested options. And I'll tell you what those are. I'm not making them up off the top of my head. They've tested options. Back in the 50s, 1950s, they actually did an experiment on San Francisco called Operation Sea Spray. What they did in Operation Sea Spray was to spray this biological weapon on the people of San Francisco to see how far this bacteria would go through the sewer systems and how it would affect the population in general. This was done without the citizens' consent. If you want to look it up, you can go type in Operation Sea Spray. There'll be a bunch of articles on it. So they wanted to test our vulnerabilities on our coasts, basically. By the end of Operation Sea Spray, 6 different biological warfare tests had been performed on the residents of San Francisco. These releases killed many people and hurt several more. The government concluded that it was very likely that a coastal city would be affected by biological warfare. Interesting. So, one of the interesting things about the bacteria that they used was that you didn't even have to breathe it in. One guy got it through his urinary tract, then it went up through his heart and killed him. So it doesn't have to be an airborne virus. It could be within the water. It could be waterborne too. So this stuff, you know, really, really, you know, messed people up, killed them too. We've done other projects. Operation Big Buzz. This was a catastrophic experiment conducted by the U.S. government in 55 that doesn't seem as harmful. However, the government released millions of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes known to carry yellow fever into Georgia's parks. The bugs quickly dispersed into the suburbs of Georgia, and the goal was to determine how effective insects could be in biological warfare by its biting habits on the citizens. Well, thanks, government. they did other operations such as Operation Dropkick and Big Itch that were similar in that they both tested mosquitoes in Georgia. Big Itch involved releasing fleas into the public to study their biting and travel habits. Well, you know what spread the bubonic plague, right? The fleas. So what else? You know, so we know that they can do it. We know that they could release a whole bunch of stuff and just get us all sick and kill off as much of the population as they need to. Now, we know they can do it. Why would they do it? Well, we've seen on our growth charts, population growth charts, that since the 1950s all the way to 2023, we've had an exponential growth rate in population. It's simply exploded, right? What changed? Well, our life expectancy increased dramatically because of the causes of vaccines, causes of antibiotics, and other medications to assist with diabetes, heart issues, cancer, so on and so forth. So we basically stopped ourselves from getting killed off. But now they have too many people. They got too many people on the planet, and they're sucking up resources. And a lot of people believe that the government's trying to kill off certain segments of the population, like with HIV back in the 80s, with crack that they released and were part of releasing into the LA community, particularly for, you know, for HIV, it was for minorities and hetero and homosexuals, actually. And then for the crack epidemic, they were targeting minorities. So, you know, if they wanted to kill a certain segment of the population, they could do that too. They could do that too. They could specifically genetically engineer a virus to kill off a certain part of the population, right? There's certain characteristics that we all carry, right? Like African Americans get sick with sickle cell anemia, right? They could trigger something like that inside any population, because every population has certain genes that can be altered, can be messed with to basically kill you. So they haven't done that yet. Well, at least they haven't done it effectively enough yet for anyone to be wiped off the planet. So I guess, like, as far as conspiracy theories go with, you know, depopulation, I know a lot of people like to talk about Depop and, you know, the potential for Depop. And, oh, they're putting this into the water because they want to slowly kill us over 20 years or 50 years. I mean, come on, man. If the elites wanted to do it, they'd have done it already. They would have done it already. You know, no point in, like, coming up with fear-based mentality to say, oh, they're going to do it in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Oh, this is this and this is that. Dude, they've had the technology to be able to wipe us out for probably over 70 years. Okay? They have alien tech. The alien tech could be used to wipe a whole bunch of people out pretty much instantaneously. So, my question is, now, is into the theories aspect of this episode. Why haven't they done it yet? Because clearly we're, no offense, guys, but we're a bunch of idiots. The vast majority of us, right? When we come together in groups, we freak out. When we come together in groups, we fight. Come together in groups, we want war. We come together in groups, we're irrational. And even independently, we can become very unstable. Okay? And it's clear that we're causing a lot of problems to the planet. The government clearly talks to the aliens. The aliens are trying to get us to stop using nuclear weapons. And so it's just kind of clear that there's just like too many knuckleheads on the planet. And we're not reducing in population. We're not stabilizing. So why hasn't it come to a critical mass yet? I don't know as if I have a good answer. Is there some sort of critical mass that'll happen where they'll say, okay, that's it. You know, we got to release something, because there's no way they're going to come out and tell the American public or probably a lot of other countries that, hey, you have to stop having babies, or you can only have one baby, like the China policy, where they only allowed each family to have one baby, and they were like, you know, doing all kinds of things to try to have more babies, just, you know, behind the scenes, you know, off the record. So I think they would have to come up with something. They'd have to take people out so that, you know, it was under the table. Nobody knew about it, undercover. And, you know, people just went sterile. That's what I think would have to happen. Just people started going sterile. There was an episode on Sliders about it, actually, where there was only like, I don't know, 20 men left on the planet that could populate. Everybody else was sterile. So like all the women wanted these guys, and these guys had like, they were trying to get these guys to, you know, get laid like 20 times a day or 50 times a day. It was insane. It's funny, humorous. It was a good episode. But you know, that's all I can really think of when it comes to protecting the resources that we have and protecting the population, is that sterilization. Now, could that have been blended into the shot where we all become sterile in a few years down the road, where, you know, it wasn't immediate, but it would happen later on? Do we have that kind of technology where it would hold off that long and we would all become sterile later? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Was that a concern for you? Did you not take the shot because you were concerned about desterilization or sterilization or some other medical issue? It's a very interesting topic, because the government has used vaccines for experiments. And one of the number one kind of conspiracy facts, actually, is an experiment involving the measles vaccine that was conducted from 90 to 91 by the CDC. The doctors wanted to know if they could use it to replace natural antibodies in babies. To test this, doctors injected thousands of babies in the third world countries with the drug. The vaccine eventually led to several immune problems in the babies and caused many deaths. Although the exact number is unknown, knowing that the drug had this effect, the government still tested this vaccine on African-American and Hispanic babies in Los Angeles and injected more than 1,500 babies in the United States with the experimental drug. However, the study came to an end when it was discovered that African-American children were dying at an alarming rate up to 3 years after receiving the vaccinations. The CDC later admitted that the parents were unaware that the children were being injected with the experimental drug that had not yet been verified by the Federal Drug Administration. Isn't that interesting? We just had the COVID one, and it wasn't approved, or it was approved in the EUA, Emergency Authorization Act, or whatever the case was. So, what you think, guys? Why haven't they come out with something yet to wipe this all out yet? Or have they already? Or just to keep enough people for what they need. I mean, in all honesty, couldn't they come up with something to, like, keep all of the intelligent, high IQ folks so that they can prolong their lifespans? Or would they not want all of the highly intelligent individuals because they would be adversaries? They would be competition in the end game. Maybe the rest of us are just here because we're all slaves to the system. Anyway, I'll end on that positive note. I hope you guys have a fantastic night, a fantastic day, whatever the case is, wherever you are. I hope you guys are staying positive, taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care, and lockdown universe is out.